as Kebu. That's what I learned working on this.
You're amazing.
Oh, how else great.
To end?
Yeah.
In 50 years, folks, I'm super excited. I hope you're excited too. This has been News from the Boo. Thank you, Aaron Yankee. Thank you, Don Smallman, for joining us. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and I have a treat because next week, Mike Crenshaw will be your host. I love Mike. Has moved on as station manager, but he's going to stay co-host of News from the Boo.
Cool.
So you're in, and he is going to be talking to folks in the community who have been involved with Kebu and the hip-hop scene in Portland for a very long time. So that's pretty exciting. So I hope you tune in next week, and I'm going to leave you with Jill Scott Golden. And of course, this is dedicated to Gerard Whitecaff. Have a great evening.
Hey!
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. Coming up next is What's Life Without Laughter.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor The High Captain, a play showing Thursday, January 18th through Sunday, January 21st at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Part of the Fertile Ground Festival, the High Captain play follows several shipwrecked petroleum barge workers in their attempt to set up a government on their new island home, a task complicated by the fact that they have been huffing their ship's cargo. The play provides a uniquely cathartic opportunity to come, laugh, cry, and gain some perspective in the times we live in. Again, that's The High Captain, a play showing Thursday, January 18th through Sunday, January 21st at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Is it hey? We wanna play it for you.
Welcome to What's Life Without Laughter. We are back. It is I, T6, your host with the most, in studio with me today, a special guest, a friend of mine, Mr. Monty Montgomery.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
So, Monty, you know I believe in can't nobody talk about themselves like themselves. So, why don't you go ahead and let the listeners know a little bit about you, who you are, how long you've been in the area, and a little bit anything you want to share.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Thank you for having me on the show, first of all, man. I appreciate the time. Yeah, Monty Montgomery, that's the name. A lot of people say that. So that's a fake name. That's a fake name. Like, no, that's my real name, actually. And yeah, I hail from Las Vegas. Been in Portland scene now for about let's see, going my fifth year this year, November.
Okay.
5 years.
All right, we got here about Vegas. The same time.
Yeah, about the same time. Came from Vegas. And was traveling back and forth from Vegas to L.A. and doing the scene out there and getting in the mix, you know, the Hollywood scene get myself mixed in, you know, improv and shows and theater and movies.
Yeah, you
movies.
Do travel a lot. Yeah. I only want to get there. Yeah, that's later in the show because for a minute I thought you was a pilot. I mean, you be having pictures from places I didn't even know exist. Ireland, Zealand, I swear, but I love it. But you are a local comic. Of course, some of the reasons why you in the scene, of course, yes. You're an actor, model, you know, you do it all. So, was Portland your first place doing comedy, or you did comedy outside of Portland as well?
Yeah, I did comedy outside of Portland. I started out in Vegas, and I did the whole thing backwards, man. I did the improv thing first. You know, I studied improv in that whole world and that whole scene. It's a different world, you know, improv and coming in and studying things and working with the group. And you just don't really know what's going to happen when you're working with a bunch of people. And, you know, and I thought it was a fun thing, you know, and I studied it hardcore out in L.A. at I.O. West. Shout out, you know, to I.O. West because I graduated out there, man. And
What's I.O. West?
It's an improv school that's out there.
Oh, okay.
And there's
a
ton of them that are out there. And I attended all of them, you know, the Groundlings and UCB and Second City. And I was in classes like 3-4 times in a day sometimes.
Oh, man.
And just going back and forth to classes at improv.
Yeah, you know,
acting.
Cali is where, you know, everybody want to go to pursue.
Yeah. And I wish everybody the best that goes there, man.
Know.
But you don't need to be down to L.A. Man, you can do anything you want anywhere.
I know. I was in Cali for a couple of months, like 6 months, and it was rough, man. I'm telling you, it was rough. The prices out there for a guy like me that's cheap. You know
it's
crunching on pennies. Yeah, it was. You know, I ain't really want to worry about the pay. I was more worried about the prices.
Yeah,
you know?
Those
were some real prices.
Yeah.
Housing and living. I don't know, because Portland housing prices are, you know, starting to compete with those California prices. I got here, you know, I'm not really sure, but 5 years ago when I got here and I was looking for housing, it was okay. As you know, I left for a little while. I went to Alabama and I came back and I was looking for some new housing, and I'm thinking, wow, it was a freaking jump in houses prices.
Yeah, here, already, so. Man. Like I said, living where I live, you know, in southwest part of town, it's already increased, you know, a good 150,000 in the time frame that I've been here. And so, you know, the market is definitely changing, and people, you know, flooding there from L.A. and coming out here.
You know what you can get for $150,000?
You get a mansion, you get a farm,
2 acres and 2 animals. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you have all kinds of stuff for $150,000, man.
But that's the only thing I like about the South. I swear, literally, they still got rent for $300 and $400, and when you think that, like, it's got to be in the slums, like, no, they got it lower.
You got an elevator in your house.
I know.
You put a, like, couple thousand.
Like, my
home.
Sister just bought a house a couple years ago, and nice house, backyard look like a football field, and her mortgage is like $600 cheaper than my rent. So it's like, God, man. But I'm good. I just, it's nothing can get me to live down there in Alabama.
Why not, man?
No,
why,
cheap why red. No, it's just too red down there. I'm just saying.
Roll Tide, though.
Red.
Roll Tide. That's about it.
I can watch them from here. I can see it from afar. Okay, you know what? Of course, that's Monty Montgomery. He's going to be sitting in with us today. We have some good topics. The MLK celebration, of course, Martin Luther King Day. We have a fun topic, men things, you know, manscaping, things like that. So we're going to talk about that big scare in Hawaii. And, of course, you know, we got to talk about your president. I'm just joking. Monty, that's your president.
Yeah, I'm over here like, no.
Yeah, Monty, you biracial, so you have your president.
I got my card. I can fit in both sides. I can fit in.
I know. We got to talk about that comment he made. So, you know what, Monty, we're going to keep it rolling. So, of course, yesterday was the ML Day holiday. Yeah. You know, the celebration. Did you do anything?
No.
I think that's what Martin Luther King wanted. He wanted colored people to have the day off.
The day off and sit back and relax.
I know, you know, on him.
Don't get shot. Just be safe.
I know.
Just
so, you know what? I didn't do much either. I had the day off, but, you know, I went to the Scanners Foundation breakfast. You know, it's my first time there. Scanner Foundation, of course, most of y'all, especially K Boo listener, knows who they are. I was familiar with it because I have read the paper before, but it was the 32nd annual breakfast. Oh, I wasn't familiar. They had been around that long, but it was great. I knew it was gonna be okay when I saw the bacon.
So, yeah, bacon.
I saw bacon and black people. I said, God, it's good. I'm sure. I'm glad I
came. Was it dripping? Or was it like the crispy kind?
No, it was the crispy kind. I was impressed, you know, because it was like, I mean, it was a lot of people there. I hadn't seen that many black people in one place since I watched the BET Awards last month.
You was live in effect.
I was so shocked. I didn't know we had that many, but yes, it was. But it was great. Shout outs to the Scanner Foundation for hosting that breakfast. I was so impressed. They gave out scholarships. They had all of their sponsors there giving out scholarships. Uber, Oregon State University. Forgive me if I can't remember all of them. They had like maybe 15 to 20 recipients of color that was receiving scholarships to different colleges. So it was great. It was outstanding.
Nice.
Now, the funny part to this. Going there, you know me, I'm be dressing like Bobby Brown sometimes.
Don't be cruel.
You know, but when I got there, I was thinking, you know, maybe it's time for me to invest in some suits and ties. You know, I see you. You a suit and tie guy.
You gotta stay fresh, man.
I know. Definitely. You know, I only own one suit. I bought it from Macy's a couple years ago. Only wore it once. I was thinking about dying in another color than
different. You're doing too much out here in the streets, man. You might get up on that, man. Come on, man. You move too much.
I know, but I was thinking, you know, maybe I'm of that age. Maybe it's time that, you know, I buy a suit. Right. You know, or maybe I need to buy a couple suits and... You know, I don't know.
It's always good to keep a couple suits in the closet because you never know what you're going to run into. Especially out here. Like you said, you get breakfast. You know, you're going to breakfast, you get some nice bacon. You know?
Well, you know, I did have on a suit jacket and I had on just my standard collared shirt because I'm a collared shirt jeans type guy, you know. And I had on the dress shoes, but, you know. They looked like they was about to go into church. They had a guy there singing old Negro hymns. I mean, they went all in at this breakfast. Yeah. I am so
glad.
Cutting
fingers in that crease type pants.
Yes, yeah. I mean, they had those big Southern hats on. I mean, it was nice too. You know, not that it was all black people. It was a mixture of all people, you know, but everybody was dressed really nice. And, you know, I like to compare myself to the other men in the room and make sure, you know. And I'm like, well, maybe I shouldn't have wore jeans, you know. Yeah. So,
like I said, that's what MLK Day is all about, man. Just being safe, you know, that day and being all together. Make sure everybody comes together.
Right. Like I had my pants pulled up, Martin.
Exactly. You wasn't sagging
had
on
them
you
belts know. On. And I'm telling you, everybody had on belts.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but it was so great. I had such a good time. And other than that, I can't wait to go back next year. You know, it was early. It started 8:30, and
that's early for some breakfast.
Yeah,
though,
it is.
Huh?
You know,
I mean, for a big group of people, yeah, they must cook early.
And then it was fresh, and they had potatoes, and I mean, it was really,
I like your potatoes, man. They seasoned with onions and
no, they didn't have no onions. You know, it's black.
Yes. Come on, man. I know you're from the south. You eat that greasy, deep, greasy, greasy. Got the onions in there.
Yes, yes, yes. They had no onions. You know, they have no hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
That's my fault, because I should have known to bring my own hot sauce. But
no, man, you can't bring your own hot sauce. That's why you gotta get a suit, though, if you do. If you have a suit, then you'd be able to hide it better. But you can't hide it inside the jeans. You pulling out all the jeans,
you're right. I had to work on it. Maybe next time I'm at KFC, I can get some of the extra packets. Sneak them in my pocket. Yeah. So. Anyways. Yeah, of course. I can't wait to go back there next year. So, let's talk about Hawaii for a second. You know, even though it's not funny, my goodness, man. What a scare that was. You know,
I can only imagine being there.
I guess most everybody heard by now. For those that haven't, you know, Hawaii had a scare for a missile they thought was incoming.
Somebody pushed a button.
Yeah,
they pushed the button on accident.
You know, it doesn't matter how smart we make these machines. Those human errors, you know, always gonna play a factor. But
always,
I'm just happy that it was a human error, you know, because
I'm just gonna put it out there.
We probably wouldn't be on this show right now.
No, I was saying, but I'm not one of those people who, you know, think about things like, you know, things happening on purpose or something like that. But come on, man, Obama hanging out there in Hawaii, you got my man in office, you know, he accidentally tells somebody to push a button, scare some people.
Yeah, you know, theories.
That's wild, man. I've been to Hawaii multiple times and with the family and being on a resort. If that would have happened at the Disney resort, and people would have been running, them families would have been so scared, man. They wouldn't know what to do out there.
No, they were. They got videos of the people running. You know, I was sitting in the front of the radio station, and the conversation was going on, and one guy was, you know, talking about how one guy was pushing his daughter down in the drain, you know.
Oh, man.
And the daughter didn't want to go, but, you know, the dad thought a missile was incoming, so I guess this, you know, at least he had a plan, you know, he had a plan, but it's just sad that, that scare, and this was... You know, I have a hard time understanding why it took 36 minutes for them.
Why did it take so long?
People could have been going through drastic. You tell me. I got a
few
minutes.
I'm at the bar shooting shots after shot after shot.
Not me, shoot. I'm be trying to dig my own hole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm on the beach with a shovel and bottles, just digging holes for myself and covering myself up with sand, like. Are you kidding me, man?
I know. Now, you know, I used to live in Hawaii, too. I lived there for like 5 years on Oahu. And, you know, traffic is already crazy there. So they don't need anything disruptive to make traffic any worse for the people of Hawaii. So, you know, to get signs like that going across the interstate, I'm shocked no one actually got hurt. It wasn't no panic.
I know, because you said small, man. I lived in Hickam, you know, for almost a year.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And
so,
Hickam,
being there, man, as living there as a kid and going back and forth, you know, as an adult, it's two different, you know, worlds when I was a kid.
Yeah,
so I couldn't do anything. I was with my family. I was at the base. I couldn't do anything. I'd get beat up by my little pops or something, man. If I mess around, the general see me out there playing around out there in Hawaii.
That's the benefit, that's one of the negative things about living on base and being a military kid. That your ID got who sponsored you.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see that ID.
Got your daddy name on it. They know how to locate him right then. So
I go to the doctor every time I want to, though. It didn't matter.
Yeah. You know, that's a good thing about it. So, you know what? We're going to take a quick break really quick. And, you know, coming back up, we're going to hit on our fun thing, men things, some manscaping. We're also going to talk about, you know, the president and his rude remarks towards some of our countries out there. So don't go away. And we'll be right back with What's Life Without Laughter on KBOO 90.7 FM. Welcome back to What's Life Without Laughter. In the studio with me is Mr. Monty Montgomery. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yes, we're just sitting here kicking time in the wonderful KBOO Radio. Of course, you know we're having our celebration kickoff this Saturday, so please go on the site, look up the times, come out, enjoy, meet, and greet at our exhibit at the Oregon Historic Society. Thank you. Y'all know from Alabama.
Yeah, man. I think you got to get it all together.
You're right.
Man.
I can't pronounce nothing. Yeah. I'm still excited they even let me be on the radio. That's why I be trying to do the best I can.
Nah, you got this, man. You got this.
All right, Monty, where are you from originally?
Yeah, originally, man, I was born and raised in Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay.
North Highlands. It was crazy out there, and grew up a lot in out there in California, moved around, and then a military hit, and then I became a military brat, man. Mm-hmm, I lived in Guam, Hawaii, back up and down Northern California. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Fairfield, California, people out there, and yeah, man, I've been all over, and then I went to school in Buffalo, New York.
Okay, and, oh yeah.
Played ball, got a scholarship 4 years, and did okay out there. Came back out here to the West Coast, to Las Vegas. Stayed 15 years in Vegas, man.
I love Vegas. You know, I was there in Vegas one New Year's. I spent like $16. I did.
I did, man. What is wrong with you? $16,
I ate from Burger King twice one day. You know, after I paid for everything to get there, I didn't eat nothing. I didn't get tricked or none of that buffets and all that. I don't eat enough to go to buffets anyway.
Let's go to the gym.
You know I don't stick my money in those slot machines. I gave away like five right before I got on the airplane, because you know they got the machines at the airport.
Yeah.
And the temptation gave in. I gave them $5 and I got on, came on home. And that's with my cousins, because they had a timeshare.
Yeah.
So I didn't pay anything to stay in Vegas, because they invited me to come in their timeshare. I just paid for my ticket. So I spent, they was calling me El Cheapo the whole time. I'm like, I'm not getting sucked up in this, but I did.
It is, like I said, it's a crazy hole to get sucked into,
man. It was
fun.
I had a blast. Yeah, I did. So, okay, bringing us to our topic of man things, you know. So, Monty travels a lot. I mean, when I contact him, my first thing I start off with, are you in the city?
Yeah, that's the first thing you ask. You didn't say what's up. You didn't say anything. Like, are you here in the city? I'm like,
because every time I'm on Facebook, like, yeah, I mean, just name a few places. Keep us inside. You know, you can skip to 50 states. Let's name a few countries you can be in every other
week. I've been to all the continents, man, except for Antarctica.
That's the only one you ain't.
Yeah, I've been.
What part of Asia you was in? Thailand.
Yeah, a couple you months ago, I was in Thailand. I was in Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam.
Penang.
Yeah.
Kuala Lumpur. I know. Singapore.
I just wish
Hong
I could
Kong.
Be your luggage carrier.
No, you. Yeah. I wish I could be there too, man, to really witness what really happens when I go over there, man. Because it's crazy when I go over there. Like, I would think that I could just go there, hang out in the streets, but it's hard sometimes, man, because people want to follow me and ask for autographs. And they think I'm like Kobe Bryant and Drake. And I'm
anybody close to America. Close,
they're like, you're American? You're American? I'm like,
I know.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm just trying to have a good time and eat lunch. I'm going to be taking selfies with me on sticks.
But you know what? I lived outside the country for 2 years. I lived in Germany, Mannheim, you know. And I always tell people, you know what? You really don't know how it feels to be an American until you leave the country.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of people take that for granted, but people outside the country, you know, they know what Americans, all the opportunities and resources they get, and they know that, and they look at Americans as, you know,
you have it. They think you have
Oh, let me give
everything.
You a quick example. In Germany, I'm at a nightclub, and this dude tell me in a everyone in America is rich. I'm like, no.
No, they are not.
He's telling me, yes. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm one of those people that are not. You know, I got a whole family that are not.
Yeah.
No, everyone, the opportunities. After that conversation, and during that conversation, he immediately went to, I love America, but I don't like Bush. I was like, okay, let's just stop this conversation right now.
Yeah.
And another instance, you know, being out of country, I had one guy arguing me down that I wasn't American. He said, well, you know, sound American. I said, well, I don't care that I don't sound American. Yeah. He said, you don't talk American.
Yeah.
I said, I'm from America. He said, no, you can't.
I'm from
be.
A part of America. You that's know? A part of America.
He's like, that's the first time I ever been accused of not being American, you know. You Haiti. I said, no. And I actually got a little ticked off. Don't, you know, my black attitude came. Don't tell me where I'm from. I know where I'm from. Where
you? Right. No, that's what happens every time I go like to somewhere in South America, man. I went to Bogota, Colombia, and they're just walking up to me speaking in, you know, Spanish and Portuguese. And I'm just like, I speak enough, you know, to get something to eat and, you know, and make some exchanges on the street, you know. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no, but I got families coming up to me. I got people asking for money. I have people following me all the way like for like a miles, man, asking just for like some pesos and baht.
I know. And you know what? But for the most part, 99% of the time on the one incident, I was treated with mad respect, definitely, mad love.
Yeah.
You know, I was treated like they would expect to be treated to if they came to another country, you know. So, and I also sympathize with foreigners now because I'm now in your country and I can't speak your language. So I'm sitting here, you know, doing the same thing that I used to see foreigners doing my language, trying to communicate when, you know, it's now I'm the dumb one because I speak English and I'm in Germany.
You know? Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, I'm driving up and down the highway because I can't find my exit. You know? Like, where is
on the wrong side of the road sometimes. Man, it's so scary jumping on the wrong side of the road.
And you go and ask them about the direction, they looking at you like, what are you talking about? You feel so dumb. And from that experience, so now when I encounter other people that don't speak English and, you know, I'm so open to, you know, help them and see what I can do too.
Definitely.
And I also ran into some beautiful countries, you know, regardless of what you know.
You mean no whole countries, man? Come on, man. You ain't been to no whole countries.
I've been to parts of them, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? And the parts I've been to, you know, was beautiful. And some of them that I haven't been to that I still know they're beautiful.
Right.
Bring us to our last segment that, you know,
man,
I like to call it Monty's President. Because I worked for that man
in 2012 at the Trump Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
In the summer, man, for 1 week.
All right, let's cancel this show.
I did that late in the hot sun, man, for one week. And I was like, I'm not doing this. You paying me pennies out here? Mm-hmm. And then we had to share tips with each other. It was like 100 of us working. It's 125 degrees on July 4th weekend, man. And I worked that week and I'll never forget it. I can't believe I passed through. Look at me. I should not have passed. You know how many interviews I had to get to that job? I had 4 interviews and they wanted for me to keep my face shaved. And I was like, nope, that my shadow started coming in that third day. They was like, you have to shave.
Yeah,
I was like,
too Islamic.
Yeah. You parking cars or stealing the cars?
I know what you want to do. We had to
pat down just to get inside the job when you worked there.
No, that's bad. Yeah. The employees getting patted down. That's sad.
That's so bad. And it was so bad that every single day you had to check in with the walkie-talkies. You had to get earpieces. You had to get patted. They had to do a scanner. But you had 1 million Mexicans working in the restaurant, in the kitchen, man.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. With bomb food. I mean, gourmet, top-notch food.
For him to be so, anti immigrant.
Yeah, he had them all working, man. I was like, what's going on here?
I know. See, hypocrite. We all know that.
That's why I was like, I quit. The next day, I gave up everything. I went for him to show up, too, because I lost my key in one of the cars on my last day, man. I lost the key to my car in somebody else's car, and I went up there for a whole month every single day trying to get my key. They said, no, we still haven't found it. So somebody's going to come get my car, man.
Oh, my God. That sounds like some type of organization that he would run. Well, of course, you guys can always find me, myself, T6, here at KBOO, or you can contact me at KBOO through this show. You know how to find everything you need, KBOO. Our listeners, and those of you don't know, we're on Facebook, Instagram, we're pretty much on all the social sites, so just look us up, come out and celebrate our 50 with us. Monty Montgomery, he's always around town doing comedy. He's always
appreciate you having me, man. Definitely.
Being Monty, of course.
Yeah, just relaxing, man.
Thank you for coming, Monty, being on the show with us and talking. And of course, make sure you guys enjoy yourself, because what's life without laughter? I am T6. Enjoy your day. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a lakeside stamp.